Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Paul Bridgewater, who is the CEO of Sage Payment Solution. Paul, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Karen, it's a pleasure to talk to you again.
And I should say congratulations. This is the first time we've spoken since you accepted the position as CEO of Sage Payment Solutions, moving over from TSYS, where you and I had many a chat. So the first question, what drove your decision to make the move?
Great. Yeah, no, great to speak to you again. And, you know, clearly excited to be a part of Sage now. You know, there's a few reasons. I think the basic reason is I wanted to get back onto the acquiring, the merchant side of the business. You know, I actually think it's the most exciting. It's where I've found myself most comfortable over my years within the payments industry. And, you know, what better place to do that than with Sage? You know, Sage is clearly focused on the SMB space. I think there's a large opportunity from a payments perspective. The segment, you know, just continues to be what I believe, you know, really underserved and fragmented from a payments perspective. You know, SMBs are what really drive the economy. And Sage, I think, is just so well positioned to super serve that audience in a way that, you know, hasn't been done before. Just think about the size of the industry, right? You know, there's 70 million small and medium-sized businesses globally. And Sage is fortunate to have relationships with around about 6 million of those on a global basis and about 3 million here in the U.S. And, you know, with the space is just expanding at such a rate, you know, with something in the region of about 570,000 new business startups every month in the U.S. alone, I just think the opportunities are boundless. When you look at some of the innovation that's happening within the industry at the moment, specifically within the payment space, I see Sage being a company that can power a lot of that innovation, you know, around the payment space, but also around the other areas of the industry that we operate in. And then when you go and talk to customers, I just get so excited around how Sage is such a trusted brand with SMBs and with accountants on a worldwide basis. You know, the deep relationships are there already. I think we're just well positioned to provide just true, complete business solutions around payments. I truly think can't be, you know, matched within the industry. I'm really excited to be part of Sage.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice, and I'm smiling as I'm listening to you because you clearly are jumping in with both feet and embracing the opportunity. I agree with you that the SMB market is exciting. There's so much work to be done because there's such a great need. Small businesses and even larger small businesses have many demands on their time, but they require the same level of functionality and, frankly, demand it that larger enterprises do. And now this sounds like an opportunity to really serve that market in a way that is effective and efficient for them. You mentioned that Sage is positioned well to serve the market. How so?
You know, there's lots of change. I totally agree. And the point you just made there, Karen, is critical, that some of the services from a financial perspective, you know, clearly from a payments perspective, are available easily and frequently to large businesses. But to SMBs, they just struggle to get hold of some of those services. When you look at Sage, I think, you know, first of all, Sage is a technology company. So delivering great technology is just straight down the middle of our DNA. If you think about it, you know, there's really three things a business owner thinks about when they think about payments. First, I need to get paid, right? And, you know, that means meeting the consumer and the customer where they want to pay and how they choose to pay. Critical. Secondly, I need to make payments. I need to make payments to suppliers. I need to make payments to my employees. And that just needs to be done with a click of a button and with confidence. And thirdly, I need to manage my money or my cash flow. So real-time payment updates directly into the accounting software and access to alternative funding, which we're seeing a ton of movement and innovation in our space at the moment, you know, really is critical. So, you know, I've been here 5 months now. I've already been out and spoken to a bunch of our customers. And the current solutions they're struggling with today are fragmenting. They're having to piece all this together themselves. And I just personally think that that's wrong. You know, SMBs need real-time visibility into how they manage their entire businesses, and they need to be able to make smarter business decisions. So, you know, when Sage puts together accounting, payments, and payroll, I just think that delivers a beautiful solution that meets the need that's in the market today.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're hearing from the customers that you've spoken with. And I'm thinking specifically about some of the payments trends that they're trying to wrap their arms around. What are you hearing from them?
So when you go out and speak to SMBs, I think the first thing that you understand and they need to understand pretty quickly is, you know, what payment options should they be offering and how does that best serve them to be able to understand what their customer is and who their consumer is. You know, today we support Apple Pay and Android Pay and, you know, of course, we're EMV ready for October. But how do SMBs make sense of that? You know, that's where a trusted partner, I think, really steps in and becomes more of a consultant to that particular SMB because they're busy, right? They're busy, you know, building their business, running their business, worrying about their products, their cash flow, their employees and their customers. So if you start looking at some of the trends, you know, we've talked about this before, Karen, omnichannel, right? Big word in the industry, has been for a number of years now. It feels that way anyway. Customers want and need to shop for products and services wherever and whenever and however they wish, right? We know that. So, you know, the adoption of connected devices makes it easier for commerce to happen across a number of different channels. And it's really interesting to see how that enables the SMB to kind of like connect in a deeper and more personal relationship with the customer. And just think how quickly this is changing. I know you know this. 9% of all sales in 2014 were e-commerce versus less than 1% in 98. It's moving quickly and it's moving and becoming more and more important. Payment innovation, I think, is another area that we're seeing huge changes and huge trends. The one constant in the payments industry over the last decade, over the next decade, is change, right? You know, we've got contactless payments now, we've got EMV, we've got mobile wallets, we've got tokenization, and, you know, even digital currencies such as Bitcoin is showing up more and more these days. So new payment technology and the entrants that are bringing that every day are really fueling a lot of this innovation. And it's great news for the industry. It's great news for payments. I think payments is, if you're not in payments now, I think you're missing the beat. It's great for customers. It's great for business partners. And I'm really pleased to say that we're already working and talking with a bunch of these new entrants because I believe and Sage believes that partnering with innovators within our industry is the quickest way to embrace and deliver value directly to our customer, who's the SMB.
I agree with, and something you said I think makes a lot of sense. They're looking for a trusted partner because they don't have time to do the research and the vetting and the due diligence on what they should be doing. So they would naturally turn to a trusted partner like Sage to help them sort it out, not only what to do, but when to do it. And why? Because often that question, which should be the first on the list, kind of gets buried. Let's talk about a why that I think is interesting. And I don't know whether this comes up in conversations with the businesses that you've talked to, but loyalty. So if you think about loyalty, that's another one of these blunt instruments that I think businesses try to use to get customers engaged. But there are many flavors of loyalty solutions. There are many ways to approach it. Clearly, the aim is engagement and a relationship with the customer. Is that a topic of conversation with the businesses that you are talking to?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to come back to, you know, something you mentioned earlier and I commented on already, which is, you know, the access of those types of loyalty products and solutions to small, medium businesses versus just the large businesses. And I don't think the industry up until now has done a great job in creating accessibility of these kind of really innovative kind of loyalty programs and loyalty strategies and made them available to SMBs. So, you know, SMBs, they need help. They've just got to get this access to similar products and services as the larger businesses have available to them, such as, you know, a couple of examples, financing and growth solutions. Sage, we're really focused, Karen, on creating solutions that are not typically available or affordable for that point to SMBs and doing it in a real simple, consistent and cost-effective way. You think about SMB customer loyalty, it's much higher than larger businesses. SMBs are more local, right? That's what they are. Connecting, you know, with Karen or Paul as we walk through the door is table stakes. It's pretty straightforward. It's what small business owners do today. But staying connected with us, that's the critical piece. So access to products to connect, you know, their customers via social networking or, you know, marketing growth solutions, which, you know, is a passionate area that I've worked with in TSYS, is so important. And it forms such a large part of our strategy around something that we're calling the movement of money.
When you say the movement of money, that's very big. What do you mean by that?
It's bookends, right, of a small and medium business. It's payments in, getting paid. It's payments out, making payments to suppliers and employees. It's the management of money. It's, you know, the ability to access short-term alternative funding to augment my cash flow. It's the protection of my transactions as they move through my business. It's the visibility and the access to social networking tools and marketing solutions that are accessible and cost-effective and affordable and real-time available to SMBs to help drive their business. All pulled together within one environment, and all connected into the accounting system for real-time positional cash flow, which we know is critical to our clients. That needs to be delivered and accessed through a seamless and convenient onboarding solution. So in other words, you know, if we talk to a small or medium business owner and we sell them or we provide them with payments today, you know, they have to apply for that essentially, and we then onboard them into our payments program. We shouldn't have to then, if they want to utilize our payroll solutions, have to ask them for all of that information again. It should be a seamless, simple, straightforward, delightful and engaging onboarding system into Sage and really connect them into what I termed earlier, that golden triangle. That golden triangle is accounting, payments and payroll. And we believe that's where the core value is of a business solution for small and medium businesses.
So to that end, give us a little peek into some of the things that are on your roadmap. So tell us what's next.
I'm going to provide you with a slightly broader view of what's next because, you know, Sage is changing. You know, Sage is reinventing business. You know, we're no longer just a accounting software company, right? We're a software, we're a payments, we're a payroll company. You know, we're a professional services business. So we're inspiring and empowering businesses worldwide. It's not just US. We're a global company. And it's business at the speed of now. And I just love that term, business at the speed of now. You know, business moves so quickly. Our industry's moving so quickly. If you've not got your foot on the gas and if you're not reactive, then you're not going to be able to live in this space and provide businesses what they need, when they need it, and how they need it. It's not really about the front office anymore or the back office. It's one office, and you'll hear us talk a lot about that over the next couple of weeks and couple of months. And that means delivering on the promise of what I just laid out, right? That golden triangle, that accounting, payments, and payroll, all connected, all real time, delivered in a beautiful experience to a small or medium business owner in a cost-effective way. You know, another exciting point that we're working on at the moment is our Global Customer Summit next week in New Orleans. We're going to be hosting over 7,500 attendees, including customers and ISOs and business partners. We've got over 100 press and media coming and, you know, keynotes and discussions with successful entrepreneurs, small business owners. Like, you know, General Colin Powell, Deepak Chopra, Chad Hurley, who is one of the founders of YouTube, Tony Hawk, and a bunch more. So, you know, for sure, Karen, we've got our plates full. It's really exciting. It's moving at the speed of now. And, you know, we're really looking forward to making a difference and reinventing business as Sage.
Well, I hear the ads for the summit as I'm driving your advertising on Bloomberg Radio, and it's very exciting and very inspiring. And you forgot to mention Jane Seymour, who's one of your speakers too.
Indeed she is. Yeah, again, a small business owner.
Yeah, no, she's an extremely impressive entrepreneur and business owner herself. Well, it was really great to catch up with you and to get the perspective on your vision for Sage and its role as a technology and software company helping to reinvent business for obviously a very vital part of our economy, the small and medium business. Thank you, Paul. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.